This is Akash Varney, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods from Bangladesh to India. In a notification issued last evening, the Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified that these restrictions will not apply to goods from Bangladesh that are transiting through India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The import of all the types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through the land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the seaports of Nhava Sheva and Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavored and the carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC unfinished goods, excluding the pigments, dyes, plasticides and the granules used as inputs for domestic industries and wooden furniture will be restricted. However, a new port restrictions will not apply to the import of fish, LPG, edible oil and the crushed stone from Bangladesh. India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st emission of the space program. The ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-09 satellite at 5:59 p.m. today from Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. An under-construction building in Paharganj area of national capital Delhi collapsed last evening, resulting in the deaths of three people. Assistant Divisional Officer of the Fire Department, Manish Kumar, confirmed the fatalities. According to him, the Fire Department dispatched four fire tenders for the site and the Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has expressed her grief over the loss of lives and has ordered an investigation into the incident. The Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju announced seven all-party delegations which will soon engage in the key nations under the Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. The MPs include BJP's Bijayant Pandey, Nikshit Dubey, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Bansuri Swaraj, Rajiv Prasad Rudi and Anurag Singh Thakur, AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi, JDU's MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, Yusuf Pathan of Trinamool Congress, John Brittas of CPIM, Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, BJD's Sasmit Patra, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari, and DMK MP Kanimuri, Karunidhi, and NCP MP Supriya Sule. The delegations will cover countries like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Algeria, UK, France, Germany, the EU, Italy, Denmark, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, UAE, Liberia, Congo, Sierra Leone, US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil, Colombia, Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia, Russia, Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia, and South Africa. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has been befitting the reply to the terror attacks, leaving the world amazed at what Pakistan is doing. Mr. Shah was speaking at the public meeting after launching a development project worth over 700 crore rupees under the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation. Referring to the Operation Sindoor, Shah said that the Pelgam terror attack was avenged by destroying the terror camps in Pakistan.
पुलवामा में हमला हुआ एयर स्ट्राइक कर चेतावनी दी गई मगर ये सुधरे नहीं पहलगांव में हमला किया इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर
In IPL cricket, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders were eliminated from the tournament as the match against the host Royal Challengers Bengaluru was abandoned due to the heavy rain at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last evening. The washout saw RCB move to the top of the points table with 17 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.